It is our weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat, and we are continuing with our series on general knowledge, how to acquire general knowledge, etc. Last week we also spoke about the fact that there are many avenues and platforms available to increase your general knowledge, like the radio programs, different channels, different languages, etc. And also other forms that Mawlana spoke about. But let's welcome him first. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, a quick recap of last week's verse that you touched on, and then perhaps you can pick up from there.
Jim, Anana, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. That it is He, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who has created you, and He has made for you, and He has endowed you with hearing and seeing, and He has created hearts for you. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Little thanks you give. And this verse, like we said, explains to us that there are three means of acquiring general knowledge. One is our sam, our hearing, the other being our seeing, and the third being our hearts as a source of contemplation and of further knowledge. We have been discussing the sum, the hearing as a means of acquiring general knowledge. And when we look at the question of sum, we mentioned that we need to be more attentive to the sounds around us as a means of knowledge. We also said that we should speak to people, and when speaking to people, we should listen. When we listen to people, then that in itself is a great source of knowledge, of general knowledge, because it may encourage us and entice us then to further broaden our horizons regarding a certain subject, and this may lead to great discovery. Also, Mawlana, if we look at this verse itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces this verse as He does with so many other verses in the Quran Kareem with the word qul, say. So, by in its very nature, the revelation that we have in the form of the Quran Kareem is one that is audible, one that that we hear. And the command to say is also a command to listen to what is being said. So the message of the Quran is in essence a message that we have to listen to. So here again, we can take a lesson from this, that there is a lot to be gained from just listening carefully. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, then they must have been listeners to that message. And so if we listen carefully, we can certainly acquire a great deal of knowledge about the world and about what is important to us as far as the world is concerned around us, and also certainly what is important to us for our akhirah. Manana, then, you know, what are the means of acquiring these? Last week you had mentioned very rightly that we need to look at audiobooks, and audiobooks as a source of increasing our general knowledge. There are a number of audiobooks that are available. There are even journals that are available by means of audiobooks. Some of them, for example, The Economist is available as in audio form as well. So you can subscribe to that and you can download the book as an audio book and then listen to it on your free time. A journal that we always suggest that our listeners subscribe to is the Saudi Aramco World. And there, if you go to the website, there is also a section to download audio narrations. The audio narrations of the virtual tours of the Haram Sharif, the Sulaymaniyah Masjid in Turkey, and the Alhamra Masjid, the complex in Spain, are all available for audio enjoyment as well. They're audio narrations of that we can listen to. So there are a number of journals that one can subscribe to as audiobooks and get the audio version of it. There's also a company called Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E, Audible, that one can subscribe to and then get a number of books free, or you're allowed a certain number of downloads per month depending on the nature of your subscription. So that's Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E, and that's for subscription. But the fact of the matter is that a subscription means spending some money, Molana, and at times it can be expensive. But nevertheless, these audiobooks serve an important purpose. There are people who find now difficulty seeing what they sight due to diabetes or some other reason. The vision has become impaired and they find difficulty actually reading a printed text. And audiobooks serve a great purpose. I think we would do well to provide the service to our aged people at home who perhaps now can't listen to or can't see very well and want to listen to something else. So those who are the caregivers for these people should provide them with suitable audible or audio books and materials. When we look at the difference between the radio and these audio materials, then often what happens is that we are able to read faster than we can hear. So, Molana, it takes some getting used to, because when you're reading, you can read much faster than what you can hear, and you may find that listening to an audio book or an audio text is a bit more difficult if you want to move through something quickly. And you have to be able to get to grips with the terms the first time it is mentioned on the audiobooks, because you may not understand it, whereas with a book, you always have the opportunity to have the text in front of you, and you can spend a few more minutes looking at some technical terms. So if it's general knowledge in a field such as biology or something to do with the sciences or even to do with economics, it may be a bit tricky at first. But once you've got the term and you understand the term that is mentioned, then I think the audiobook can be quite easy to follow. The difference between audiobooks and radio is that radio is more immediate. It is there, and you can enjoy it for what it is. It has a sort of an immediacy to it, unlike your audio book that you're listening to somebody having read out a book to you. And the good thing about radio is that many of the podcasts are free of charge. They can be downloaded free of charge, and we can access these radio programs very, very easily afterwards. We know that all of Radio Islam's programs, and there are a number of our programs at Radio Islam that have a very general knowledge type of content. Maybe you'd be able to tell us which these are, Molana. I can't remember them from the top of my head.
It's on a different categories. Kiddies, then you got fiqh, and then you got travel,
there
then
you got
panel discussions, and then you got ladies, and all the different categories.
Yes, so we have various categories, and we've got some of a very general knowledge also that improve general knowledge, and they are available for by podcast, so one can at your own leisure then pick them up. If you look at our national broadcaster, for example, SAFM, we can listen to on a Monday the health matters. On a Wednesday, there's a general type of program called Time to Travel that will broaden your horizon regarding travel destinations. On Thursday, there's the environmental show, which is very, very interesting, and people can look at that. Then on Sunday, there's the SFM literature program that takes place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. There are books that are discussed there. There's a documentary. There's also the regular Sunday play that takes place there between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. on SAFM. And then there's the very entertaining Tales from the Fireside, Roger Webster's. If you're a fan of Roger Webster, you would know the Tales from the Fireside by Roger Webster. So all these are available then at your own leisure. You can listen to it at a later time. So that said, Mohan, I think the audio books and podcasts and audio journals really have a lot to offer for us if we want to increase our general knowledge about life, and also take, if we have a particular interest, then we can follow that interest through by identifying the right type of show that is on, or right type of broadcast that is on Radio Islam or on the public broadcaster, Mulana.
That is interesting, Mulana. And some of these audio books, Mulana, are also found in the other languages, like Mulana Ashraf Thani's books. I see most of them are now being converted to audio, and also other popular authors, but I'm talking about the Urdu language specifically here.
Yes. No, I think that's a good addition, Mulana, to our Islamic literature, that these books are now being read, and they read very well, Mulana. If you listen to them, the people who read them do a very good job of reading them, and these are highly skilled people. I think it's an it's really a very good skill to acquire, but it's something that, you know, it's not just read in a way that, you know, the listener loses interest. So I think we need to appreciate all these books that are available now. Islamic literature, we know that in South Africa, the South African ulama, Maulana Marchi, etc., have played a great part in making a number of Islamic literature books available now in audio form. But from apart from that, there's Arabic audio literature available, as well as books that have been now specifically read out carefully by people and available to the public. In terms of the general knowledge books, Monana, that also, I think there's a lot available. One needs to go to websites to download them, and that becomes a bit tricky, you know, to be able to go to the right website, because often they require subscriptions and all of that. But I'm sure that you know, we can guide
there's readers. There's a nice website, Mulana, archive.org.
Yes.
You don't require a subscription, you can download from there.
Okay. Excellent.
And everything is found. It's like a mini Google for an audio version of library. Open library. You can find PDF books, audio files, lectures, everything. It's a good time, a dump site also.
Very good, Mulana. And you are saying that there would be audio books, in other words, books that are...
Everything, Mulana. Audio books, PDF files, everything.
There you are. So that's archive.org.
Very good.
Jazakumullah, Mulana. So we have that Audible is also one, and then archive.org is another one. We can perhaps put this information up onto our website and make it available for our listeners.
And people who are interested in quality stuff, then they can go on Amazon, Mulana. Pay there. Mulana, jazakumullah for your time, and inshallah we'll continue next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
928, we are talking about general knowledge and specifically about the audio version of acquiring knowledge. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.